Oh no, oh no, no. No, 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 no. Panic bubbled up the back of Bree Novak's throat. Her graphs couldn't be gone. She'd just spent the past 6 hours cleaning the data and configuring the damn things. She smacked the side of her laptop. I hate you, you stupid antique. Her ancient work computer was glitchy as hell. But of course, she'd been in a rush this morning and left her own computer at home. Frustrated tears burned the backs of her eyes and clogged her throat. Along with it, the ever-present anxiety pressed on her chest, making it hard to breathe. She was not going to have a panic attack in the middle of the coffee shop. She couldn't afford to. She still had to go back to the science building and survive her office hours. Then she could go home and recreate 6 hours of work from the comfort of her couch. No big deal. Fuck you, she hissed at the blank spreadsheet glaring at her. She slammed the machine shut and shoved it into her bag. Slinging the strap over her shoulder, she rose from the table and grabbed her travel mug. As she hurried for the door, she pulled out her phone to text her best friend. Raina had a Midas touch with computers. Maybe she could make the data magically reappear as magically as it had disappeared. As Bree's right thumb flew over the touchscreen, she barely paid attention to the people around her. Until she ran into a wall. A wall that stepped back with an oof. A wall that jabbed her in the forehead and kicked her leg. What the hell? Before she could make sense of things, something hooked her ankle, pulling her foot out from under her. She fell to the ground, bumping the wall on her way down. A startled, oh, flew out of her mouth as she landed with a bounce against something that had a surprising amount of give. She lifted her head to find herself looking into the warmest, darkest eyes she'd ever seen. A shiver ran down her spine, while warmth flooded her system. As her mind raced to catch up, she could only stare at the face of the beautiful black man she'd landed on. Landed on. Oh shit. She was in the middle of a coffee shop sprawled on top of an incredibly sexy man. She couldn't see anything past his face, but his smile was wide and friendlier than she deserved, considering she'd plowed him over. The body beneath hers was solid, hard in all the best ways. The hand on her back was big and warm, and sent tingles all over her body. She should be mortified by the situation. She would be in a second, when everything clicked in her brain. But for the moment, she wanted to keep looking at this man, at the dark eyes she could get lost in, hide a second longer in the tiny shelter her long dark hair created by falling around their faces. He removed his hand from her back and fingered a strand of her hair.
You have blue in your hair.
His voice was rich and smooth. And familiar. She pulled back to get a better look at his entire face. It took a moment to sink in. His bald head threw her off. She still thought of him with the signature dreadlocks he'd shaved off for charity a few months ago. But when her brain caught up and she recognized the man spread out beneath her, her body went cold and stiff. A new sort of panic sizzled over her nerves. She was hallucinating. That was the only explanation. She'd cracked from the stress. There was no way in hell that Marcus James, star tight end for the Milwaukee Dragons and the hottest player on the team, was in the campus coffee shop, his big body pressed intimately against hers. This guy had to be a different, breathtakingly gorgeous man. I'm so... She managed to squeeze out as she scrambled backward, off and away from him. Her voice sounded like a mouse who'd sucked helium. She swallowed hard and tried again. I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
No worries.
He sat up and wiped out a spot of coffee on his red athletic shirt, a shirt that hugged the very tight muscles underneath.